I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hi, Watch What Happens Live podcast. This is Melissa France.
And I'm John Jude. We are producers of Watch What Happens Live, and you might recognize our voices from our weekly SiriusXM Radio Andy show, Here's What Happened Live, every Friday at 10 a.m.
We recap what happens both on and off camera throughout the week at the very exclusive Bravo Clubhouse.
So guys, stay tuned as we'll be joining the podcast periodically with special reports.
We're super excited, and we hope you enjoy today's show.
She loves animals, which probably explains why she employs so many of them. It's Watch What Happens Live with Lisa Vanderpump now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a woman who, if you want to sing her praises, you'll have to do it a cappella because she just fired the DJ. Please welcome back Pump Rules matriarch and Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Lisa Vanderpump.
Harrison Puffy, and Harrison. A.K.A. Puffy.
Yes, Puffy.
Yeah, because you know Chicky can't fly anymore because he's got a bad heart.
Yes.
But he's watching at home.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
I remember Jiggy had to be flown from Colorado in that tent. It was very upsetting.
No, it's a tent in a private jet. That's
yes.
Different.
Yeah, right. Yes, well, tents can't fly,
yeah,
of course.
Exactly,
yes.
Right. But congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. Very excited. I know you guys have been eating up Connie Britton's amazing performance as Deborah on Dirty John. Well, in honor of Sunday night's finale over at the bar, it's the woman the Bravo series was based on. Say hi to Deborah Newell. Hi, Deborah. Deborah, it's so nice to meet you.
Thank you. What's it
like watching the series? It must be surreal.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, it's crazy.
And you must be very excited that Connie Britton is playing you.
I love her.
Yes.
Yes.
And I hear you're a big Lisa Vanderpump fan and Vanderpump.
She's my favorite.
Oh, my God. I love it. By the way, did you see Vicki Gunvalson saying on the reunion that there were echoes of she and Brooks in your story? Ooh.
Yes.
Yes. Ooh. What did you think of that?
I think there are similarities.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get started. And before we start, I have to say, you suffered a very sad loss this season. I just want to give you my condolences. And I know the last time you were here
was
with your brother. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, the last picture I have of him is sitting right there. So, yeah, it's been really, really difficult. But, you know, thank you for saying that. And life's all about kind of evolving and moving on. We have to, and it hasn't been easy at all. I had a bit of an emotional breakdown, but I'm good now, and I'm back.
Yeah. I have to say, And I don't want to belabor it, but you also were shooting Vanderpump Rules and the Beverly Hills Housewives.
Which would give you an emotional breakdown anyway.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, can I go over a few funny things that happened?
Yes, of course. Okay, I'm ready
Vanderpump
for funny.
Rules.
Yeah.
Okay, so a few things happened while we were away, okay? First, TomTom today was nominated for Best Bar by LA Travel Magazine. That's very exciting.
That's a real compliment.
Yes. So I've been wondering, would you want to try Brittany's beer cheese? last week, Sheena...
You know what TomTom might want to, so we might have it there, but anywhere else it's probably not going to happen.
Last week, Sheena had James help her move, only to then clarify that they are social friends, not close friends.
But moving friends.
Yes, exactly. Right. Is that hilarious?
I know, that was a bit cheeky.
What did you think of Raquel asking James if he thought she was dumb, and he took the world's most pregnant pause? Take a look at this. This was so...
Is this
it hurts when Wallach calls me stupid. Yeah. Like, do you think I'm stupid?
No, Raquel.
Oh, come on. That has to be a little bit of editing. You know what? I'm really proud of her that she's actually really stepped it up. I mean, she's got everybody kind of against her, and so she's coming forward with it.
Yes.
Why are you wagging your eyebrows?
Well, I don't know. Speaking of dumb, Schwartz claims that he was on the pre-med track. You know, I have to say, you proved tonight that you may be Snow White when you kind of motorboated a bird back to life. Watch. This is unbelievable.
I've got this little bird that flew in the house and he hit the window. I was put on this earth to help every little wounded bird.
I don't think he's ever had a lot of, like, really close friends.
Ooh, whoa. Bloody hell.
She can nurse a bird back to health by holding it against her bosom.
My bosom has a lot of power.
I know it
what's
does.
Going on? And they're real.
Bountiful.
They're real.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sheena hung out with her love interest, Adam, but the interest part was a little one-sided. Take a look at this and tell me what you think.
I know.
I'm going to take a quick shower. You're welcome to join me.
Oh, yeah? Thanks.
Yes, I'm attracted to Adam, but, like, he tells me all of the time he doesn't want a relationship. I'll leave the door open just in case.
No.
I would definitely take it a step further, but Adam doesn't give me sex.
Can you turn the air conditioning on a little bit?
I'm gonna set it to 69 degrees. If you're hot, you could always take your shirt off.
That's kind of like a little weird. I mean, I'm interested in making the bed, not making it in the bed.
Right. She also seemingly has like 30 brands of the same model sunglass.
Really?
Yeah.
Must be an endorsement or
something. Yes. Despite declaring 30 as too old for a birthday blow-up, Stassi freaked out on Beau at the end of her party.
She never lets us down on her
birthday. I mean, she really does it. Now, this goes to our first poll question of the night. How surprised are you by Stassi's birthday meltdown? Were you surprised at her meltdown?
No,
you were not. It looks like, we'll keep that up.
I mean, she managed to hold it till the end. So, she did better than before. So.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys are at about a 4 right there. Okay, LVP is taking your questions live in the clubhouse. Before we get to those, here's what 3 things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's Pump Rules, everyone and their mother was reeling over James firing from Sir. No, literally, James' mother got involved. Watch.
Kristen's saying that you've had sex with him.
Kristen's a slut.
She shouldn't be wearing those shorts. They're not very flattering. Lose some weight.
The way you're talking to women, who's do you think you are?
You're firing me.
I have to stand.
Are you firing me?
Yes, I have to.
What?
I have to.
Oh.
Listen to me. Will you? I have
no
to.
No freaking way. Listen. Again, I won't ever do anything naughty again. I promise you. No.
I am not going to stop until I get my job back. All I can do right now is just to try.
I don't not feel bad for the kid at all.
People provoke him, Lisa, and he's 26 years old.
Don't do it. Don't take his shoe stick.
I'm not going to give up on you. You know that.
I know. Thank you so much.
I have to say, when the mom said he needs a mother figure and you said...
Well, hold on a second. That's your job.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think that's basically the kind of crux of the problem, really. And they've been very honest about it. And the fact that he's struggled with this whole respect issue because her life was falling apart. So, yeah, it's been very complicated. But one thing I have to say, there is another side to James Kennedy. And we do see how he's been incredibly supportive of his family financially. Now, in all that he's done at Sir and with the women, I stand against, and that's why I let him go, and also because of his drinking. But he does have this incredibly soft, compassionate side, and he's really kind of stood up, you know, for his family.
Second, it's clear that Brittany thinks her husband-to-be Jax has changed for good, but their closest friends don't exactly seem married to that idea. Take a look.
I think the death of his dad really was a wake-up call.
I just don't want that to be the reason why he's doing this.
I'm f***ing cautious about it. Sandoval and Ariana were talking about how, you know, his track record is something that shouldn't be ignored.
It's really hurtful hearing that Tom and Ariana are talking like this.
They, like, didn't know if you were really going to change.
What right does Tom have to question me on why I want to marry Brittany?
I was just a little concerned.
At some point, you got to wake up and do the right thing.
Okay. Jax is a recovering sociopath.
Here's what. Go on over to WWHL.TV. Tell us, do you think Jax will go back to his old ways? Yes or no? It kind of looked like Sandoval stole Dorit's hairdo from two seasons ago
with
the gold,
but,
right?
Yeah, the silver
do
thing.
You think Jax is going to go back to his old ways?
I think, well, he, you know, we should have faith. He did that already.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Brittany. No, I absolutely love Brittany, and I think there's a time in everybody's life when there's a room for change, and I think now is the time for change. Ken changed.
By the way, you got a big belly laugh out of Ken Todd there. It looks like the audience thinks, yes, he will, but it's only 60%. That's not bad. Finally, it is no secret that the Sur staff has been experiencing quite the feminist wave lately, and since I have the Queen Bee here, I want to get her take on WeHo's favorite ladies in waiting. Here's what. Let's play Vanderpump Girls. Lisa, I'm going to ask you questions. You have to choose between the Sur ladies, past and present. Ariana, Billy Lee, Brittany, Katie, Kristen, Lala, Sheena, and Stassi. If you had to pick one girl to marry into your family, who would you choose?
Oh, Brittany. I mean, she's just too good to be true.
Who would you least trust with a secret?
Lala.
Who do you think is the number one girl in the group?
I think it's got to be Stassi.
Who would make the most reliable business partner?
Maybe Ariana.
Who do you imagine has the highest freak number?
Freak number? What does that translate to?
Freak in the sheets.
Oh, freaking yeah, that would be me. Okay, freaking the sheets. No, that's gonna be Lala again.
Who do you think is the worst tipper of this group?
Kristen Doty.
Who of this group would make the best Real Housewife?
Katie.
Wow! All right, thank you very much, Lisa. I am so excited to watch you in Oxygen's documentary, Dirty John, The Dirty Truth, which airs a week from tonight. I wonder what do you think the biggest misconception about you or what happened is?
Well, I don't think they show the romance
okay.
a lot, and then all the research I did.
You did a lot
of
research.
And I was in hiding for 7 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also, are you single right now or are you with someone?
I am single.
You are single. All right. Okay. Let's go to Rachel from Texas. Hey, Rachel, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, 15% off your first order with code WONDERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Andy, Lisa, and Jiggy. Looking back at all the past Vanderpump seasons, Lisa, is there anything that you wish you could change or had handled differently?
Anything you wish you had handled differently or could change from past Vanderpump seasons?
Oh, Lordy. I mean, sometimes it's very difficult, especially when you have to let people go. You know, like when I let Frank go, no, I don't wish I'd handled that any differently, or
right.
Kristen for that matter. But sometimes, you know, you don't know exactly what's going on at the time, and then you see other people's perspective when you look at the show. So I'm sure there's many things, but you just kind of go with what you've got at the time.
Speaking of Kristen, she tweeted, "Oh, come on, Lisa, you're better than that to blame editing. James thinks Raquel is dumb. It doesn't mean he's right or wrong."
You know what? Like, let's not hit somebody when they're down, okay? Because I even saw her tonight saying, "Oh, he hasn't drunk for a week and a half." Well, when was the last time you didn't drink for a week and a half?
Last time, Tanya G said, last time you were on Watch What Happens Live, you said that you believe that James cheated on Raquel. But do you believe that he cheated on Raquel with Hope?
Well, she's got to have hope, right?
Let's go to...
Can I plead the fifth? Where's that fifth option? You don't have that anymore.
It doesn't apply to Housewives or Vanderpump people. Let's go to Nahome from Maryland. Hey, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Lisa. I love you so much. You're so beautiful. Yay. But my question is... so out of all the seasons you've been on Housewives, who can you not see being friends with again? Brandi Glanville or Lisa Rinna?
Who can you not, of the two, who
Well, never's a big word, but Brandi Glanville.
Brandi.
Yeah.
What was your reaction to hear that she was with Denise this season?
Oh, I'm okay with that. I mean, that's up to them, you know? Everybody finds their own friendships. I have no problem with that whatsoever, but...
Well, Lisa may have fired James from Sir, but on next week's Pump Rules, he has a major presence at the staff meeting. Here's a sneak peek.
As you may have heard, James has been let go.
Tuesday's one of our best nights because he's behind the DJ booth.
He stands behind a podium. Come on.
It's upsetting that you guys are thinking of business point of view instead of our feelings.
Brittany, why are you mad at me?
Because you guys are making decisions about business.
I've never been disrespectful, ever.
I understand that.
One last thing about Kristen, actually. Whenever James is DJing, she's a trigger.
So you're blaming James's issues on Kristen?
I'm sorry. Bring the f***ing trigger in here, and then you're all wondering why he's blowing up.
That does not give him the right to come in and call her fat, call me a whore.
It's a mess.
Glad you called that meeting.
I know, right?
You're like, we're going to have a little staff meeting before the shift tonight. Let's go to Wendy from New Jersey. Hi, Wendy. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you.
Love you back.
Lisa, I'm a big fan. I have a two-part question for you. What was your first reaction when you heard that Andy was going to be a dad? And what's your best piece of parenting advice for him?
Oh, wow. I mean, I was very excited. We talked about that. I got a little gift for the baby and everything. And, you know, it's life-changing. I think my best bit of advice, because, you know, I don't have grandkids yet, if, you know, you ever get tired of it, drop it off at Villa Rosa.
Okay.
No, but I'm very excited for him. I think truly this is life-changing and thrilled for you.
I'm thrilled. Okay, we got two tweets from people we've been talking about tonight. The first one's from Kristen Doty.
Again.
Deflection is cute. I'm not the one with the problem. My Pump Rules family will agree. I'm not only the best tipper, I'm extremely generous. The next one is from Brandy, who said, "What is it that I did that was so much worse than the others?"
Oh, nothing apart from slapping me around the face. That was the first.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Suzanne A.
But it's nice to know that she's watching me.
She is, yes. Suzanne A. on
Let it go, babe. Let it go.
But you know what? She's recently said, I've seen her say some nice things about you publicly.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Like?
Yeah. No, I have. Like? She tweeted some nice things about you and about Ken. I did see it.
Oh, okay.
I did. Nice. Anyway, Suzanne A. on the Walkabout Facebook said, will you be officiating Jackson Brittany's wedding?
No.
No.
No, I mean, I will be there if I'm invited.
Right.
And I wish them, you know, all the luck. But no, I mean, I've done it twice. I did one for same-sex marriage in support of that. Right. And Tom and Katie, that's enough. It's not my regular job.
Okay.
Why don't you do it?
It's time for my mausoleum of the day, and it goes to, I would love to do it.
Would you?
And it goes to the gratuitous shower scene and shirtless workout montage The Bachelor used tonight to introduce us to the newest lead, Colton Underwood.
Oh, hello. Oh.
Okay, I mean, I know he may be a virgin, but how did he get all of our eyeballs pregnant just then? You know, even though there's literally nothing cleaner than a virgin taking a shower, why do I feel so dirty after that? I want to thank Lisa and Deborah for being here. It's so nice to meet you.
Hey guys, it's John and Melissa again. So this past weekend, we tested out the all-new Chevy Silverado on a little road trip to Atlantic City.
Yes, of course, we're hanging out together again. So I obviously drove because John doesn't like to drive.
I like to relax.
And it was actually a perfect ride. In addition to being super comfortable, the Chevy Silverado is also roomy and has lots of space.
Actually, the Chevy Silverado has more cargo box space than any other truck.
Which is super useful for us because neither of us knows how to pack.
Nope.
We had so much luggage. And John, I'm sorry, you're really bad at packing.
I need options.
How many options do you need?
I need options. Anyway, we had so much space and everything fit perfectly.
The nice thing is that the Chevy Silverado is functional, but also very stylish. There are 8 different trim choices, but like the housewives, it's really hard to pick a favorite.
So definitely check out the all-new Chevy Silverado, the strongest, most advanced, and stylish Silverado ever.
We are back with Lisa Vanderpump. And she is the real Deborah Newell from Dirty John. Deborah Newell. How's business in the OC, by the way? Are you still an interior designer?
I'm an interior designer, but I'm in Vegas now.
Oh, you are? You moved to Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, I'm opening in Vegas.
Yes, Lisa's opening a restaurant in Vegas.
Oh, really?
At Caesars.
I saw you
at
Market Caesars last year.
Oh,
or
right,
in August.
Yes,
yeah.
I was there at Nick Alain's showroom.
Yes.
Yeah, the Vanderpump restaurant is opening at the entrance of the Forum, so very exciting.
Yes, it is
and very quick, soon. It's going to be April.
I can't wait.
I know, right?
It's called the Vanderpump Gardens.
It's just called the Vanderpump Cocktail Garden. Yeah.
I mean, it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
I've been pushing for you to go
you
to
have.
Vegas for a long
I know,
time.
Right? But you want me to go there as a stripper or something.
But I also think you need to start doing Sir Beach Clubs.
Nice.
Miami.
You just want like a new location, don't
no,
you?
No, I don't. No, I think.
I don't know. I mean, TomTom, it's hard enough to kind of keep your fingers
I know, but
on everything.
Sir is such a huge brand name now. I just feel like.
Well, if somebody else wants to do it, I just can't be everywhere.
Right. Yeah,
Ken
yeah,
and
yeah.
I kind of spread ourselves thin. We're developing TomTom next door, you know,
yes.
So that's going to be double the size.
Yeah.
And then with Vegas, it's a lot going on.
Is.
And then, but I do have amazing employees that I can rely on, like James Kennedy, and you know.
Yes, they're
La
amazing.
La
Let's
and,
go
yeah.
to Judy from North Carolina. Hey, Judy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy and Lisa. I'm on Hatteras Island. Do you remember me?
I do.
Anyway, oh, good. I just wanted to ask Lisa, out of all the employees during the last 6 years, which one she thinks has matured the most and which one has matured the least?
It's a good question.
Oh, wow. I've seen a lot of growth, really, in Stassi, I have to say, apart from this week.
Right.
But I really have seen her. She was very much a petulant child. She still has some of those,
those
moments.
Those tendencies,
but I
yes.
really do have seen her grow up. In fact, it's very strange because I see quite a lot of Stassi in myself, you know. And I'm hoping that she will take it to the next level. But I think Bo is very good for her. The least... Well, I mean, there's been some disappointments, as you've seen. I wanted to see more progress with James Kennedy, even though
right.
he's newer to the bunch. Did you just yawn?
I swallowed my yawn, but I was.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. Sorry to keep you up.
You're not. I am a yawner.
Well, you haven't got a baby yet. You're going to be yawning
I know.
All day.
Oh, right? Trust me. Exactly. Everybody, today I went to the eye doctor. Today I went to the dentist. They're all like, get your sleep now. Get your sleep now. I'm like, I know. Thank you. Let's go to Trish from Nashville. It's fun to hear. Hey, Trish, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Thank you. Congratulations on your baby.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing Debbie's show. And Lisa, goofy question, but who would Jiggy be if Jiggy was not a doggy but a human?
If Jiggy was a human, who would Jiggy be?
I think he would be probably the sexiest man alive. So apart from Ken Toft, he'd be George Clooney.
Let's go to Dana from Manhattan. Hey, Dana, what's your question? Hey, Dana.
Dana.
Hi, sorry. Yes, my question is for Lisa. I know that she's opening a new spot in Las Vegas, and I was wondering if she could take any one person from the show, who would it be and why?
Oh, good question.
Doing something with Sheena in Vegas?
I'm thinking that Sheena might go over there, actually, to kind of work with some of the staff. And she's very good. She really has been exemplary as a kind of waitress and knows the brand and the whole kind of the way system works. So she would definitely go there. Also, she was in a show there, so I think she'd probably quite like to go there, especially if it's not working out with Adam, if he doesn't shag her already.
Yeah, well, it's not working out with Adam. This just in from my mom. That beard is not great.
Oh. She's not talking about me, is she?
She's not.
Okay, great.
Andrea from Missouri. Hey, Andrea, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Your beard is great. Beards are great. Mom will get through it. Don't worry.
Thanks.
But my question for Lisa is, Lisa, if there were any employees that you could bring back, just one, I guess, who would it be and which restaurant would you have them work at?
Mm.
Well, let me see who's gone. I would bring back, I think, Stassi. I think Stassi's got a lot to offer.
Right.
I don't think she's quite found her path in what she's going to do, but I think she would be a good addition, yeah.
Lindsay from Boston. Hey, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey. Are you anywhere near Hingham?
No.
Oh. All right.
Lindsay?
Just curious. What's your question?
I just wanted to ask Andy Cohen, first of all, to pick up Devious Maids on Bravo because it's amazing. And my actual question is, would Lisa Vanderpump rather hire Crispin or Raquel as a server?
Well, Crispin was a good server, I have to say that, but Raquel.
All right. Deborah, what's been the most surreal experience to come out of this whole Dirty John experience, your story being made into a podcast and then a TV show?
Well, I thought it would be a small interview on the sixth page of the LA Times.
Right.
And it became this.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
I ask you a question? Is it intimidating suddenly being in this situation, or are you kind of relaxed with it?
I had thought that it was more important to get this out to women, what can happen to them. So I feel that I've taken myself out of it and try to put myself in other women's shoes.
Right. And,
It's amazing how many women relate to the story and how many could see themselves, you know, having this
prey to it.
I get emails, text messages, I get things every day. Hundreds.
How do you think that Eric Bana stacks up to the real John?
I think he's very hot.
Yes. Last call of the night. Let's go to Trey from New York City. Hey, Trey, what's your question?
Hi, Lisa. So my question is, what is your most embarrassing online TV moment?
Have you had a most embarrassing moment on TV?
I'm sure I've screwed up so many times. I normally laugh it off.
You really don't.
Everybody.
a lot of embarrassing moments that I can think of. I mean,
probably do, but I just kind of, you know, somebody said at Evolution that I don't think I've ever said take anything out in 320 episodes. I
can think of something.
What? Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say it right now.
Say it. Say it. I'm okay with it.
Something that you were very upset about that happened at a party of yours in like season three. I'm having a really
hard... Oh, my God.
Well, no, I'm remembering. No, we had a lot of discussions about this. No. And it wasn't that you wanted it out, but you didn't
like it. Oh, maybe I want something in.
No, it was something, I'm going to remember it, but it was something that you were not pleased with that you felt like was maybe out of context or something.
Like me taking drugs or something?
No.
No, that would never happen.
No, it was, I have to think about it, but I feel like it was around season three, but I'll remind you of it.
I am.
But you were, I don't know that you were saying take it out, but you were on it.
Oh, listen, there's been loads of things over the years that I've thought, well, I don't like that. But, you know, I might have said, can you keep something in to justify my actions?
Right.
But no, I haven't liked all of it, but we don't like everything in life, do we?
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I don't like being called, say, a liar, for example.
Right.
You know, so what are you going to do? I mean, it's even like last year when, you know, they had an article on Page Six. Okay, you don't really want that brought to the forefront. It was about a lawsuit that was dropped and it was
nonsense.
But, you know, you've got to deal with it, haven't you?
Yeah, but you rolled with that.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. Well, it was dropped. It was nonsense. But,
right.
You know, so it gives you a platform actually to kind of, you know, answer it, really.
Right. Gosh, there was something else that call made me think about. Embarrassing moments. You really haven't...
Well, I've had many moments I haven't liked. I mean, I didn't like getting slapped. I mean, that was just
right.
Shocked me.
Out of
just
nowhere.
The whole physicality of it, you know.
Right.
It just felt so invasive, you know.
Yes. But Vanderpump Rules, it just keeps on going, and it couldn't be better. I am loving this season. I'm only two episodes ahead right now, but man, it just keeps getting better and better.
See them struggle to grow up.
Yes,
you know?
It's incredible. Yeah, the struggle is real. I want to thank Lisa Vanderpump and Deborah Newell. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.